Good morning. 8:27 in the morning. Zero Amy K. Sizzler on the way. Pick your purse at 8:50 this morning. And Comforted Numbers right now for Playhouse family member Lexi. So Comforted Numbers is when somebody's in a place and they're wondering, am I weird? Am I the only one to ever be here? They're looking for that circle of support of people being like, yeah, been there, sister. And that's what she's looking for. So this is probably the youngest Comforted Numbers we've ever done. And I'll be curious if you've ever lived this. She says, I doubt you guys will ever even read this for me, but I'm going to try sending it to you anyway. Well, already proved you wrong there, Lexi. I'm going to be 16 in December, and I am planning a wedding. I am very mature for my age and know that my first real boyfriend will be my only boyfriend and my eventual husband. Nobody I share this with believes me and doesn't believe that we're actually going to get married, but we are going to get married the second I turn 18, and I'm going to have everything planned. It might even be on my 18th birthday. Everybody thinks I'm being dumb, but I have no doubts. I heard this comfort thing on 194 the other day and thought maybe this would fit and you could see if anybody else has been there before. So basically, we're looking for anybody that was super young when they knew they were in love and it actually worked in their favor. Not people where they thought they were young and in love and it bombed in their face, because that I could find lots of comfort for.
I was going to say, yeah, I don't know if I can give you any comfort. I just think it's too young and I'm going with the people against you, so I am sorry.
Yeah, I'm not knowing you and only knowing these three paragraphs. I'm not probably a fan of it. If you're just looking for people to be like, oh, I've been there before, we'll look for that. If you're looking for advice, though, gosh, I would maybe not be wedding planning yet.
I was going to say, yeah, I think there's just so much of your life that you have, like the rest of your teen years and then going to college and getting a job and things like that. I don't think emotionally, experience-wise, that you're both ready for it.
Now, can it totally happen? Oh, sure. Yes, it totally can.
Mm-hmm.
Is it most people? No, probably not.
Yeah, so what we're looking for, people who have been there.
Now, if you've been there before, just super young and super in love, you can be that circle of support, that comfort in numbers, so that Lexi knows she's not the only person to ever feel this way. 237, it's tax 35270. 830, Glass Animals, Heat Waves. Hey, it's Playhouse Y94, Comforted Numbers, 16-year-old, well, will be 16 in a few months, your old Lexi, and Comforted Numbers, looking for other people that are super young and super in love. She is not even 16 yet and planning a wedding for the second that she's 18 and wondering if there's other people that fell in love super early and it worked out for them. You've been there before?
I'm 17.
All right, and you know, like, this is the one. So, how long you guys been together?
It's been 2 years. He asked me to marry him.
All right, and you're thinking, hey, you're going to do this.
Yeah, he's 20, though. I mean, I'm really mature for my age.
Is everybody being pretty supportive of you guys?
Yeah, my mom is really happy and whatever. She's like, just don't get married before I do, because she's engaged, too.
Well, you know what? You're on the verge of that 18 mark, so it's, I mean, a little bit different than somebody who's 15.
I just couldn't imagine me getting married to the people I was dating when I was younger. Like, when I was in high school, or even in college, or anyone in my past.
So pretty much Steven is the only one where you're like, feel good about this, and that's a very adult relationship that you found.
I was going to say, yeah, and that was many years later, so yeah, it's hard for me to give that comfort.
Now, as far as texted comfort, actually a shocking amount of people are like, you know what, I did fall in love pretty darn young.
Yeah, someone said, I got married young, 20. My best advice, though, is to wait, live your life. Almost 20 years later, and I feel like I missed out on a lot. Someone else saying, a good friend of mine got married super young, late teens, early 20s. He and his wife are still happily married 10 years later. However, they're still figuring out who they are. They're just trying to figure out their interests, their personality. And he says he regrets not being able to be wild when he was younger, but he's glad he missed out on the heartbreak of the dating scene. Overall, he said he's glad he knew right away that it was always going to be her. Someone else said, I met my husband when we were 16, fell head over heels, married at 22, now 42, still married, still head over heels.
And you ever been there before? Super young, super in love.
I'm 17. I actually graduated a year early as a junior for him because that was my whole parents' ordeal. If I graduate early, then I can pretty much do what I want.
All right, so you've gotten out, you've made a life together, both working and everything.
She's got a great position at GameStop.
Cool. So he's going to help support you guys and all that?
Yeah. He's pretty good at video games.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I love that you called this morning. Thank you. But you know what, though? I guess if you're really good at them, that would be a place for you.
Yeah. Show off your skills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does the being able to play them well help you out there? Because they just sell them, right? They buy like the used ones and stuff?
I think so, yeah.
But knowledgeable, though. Knowledgeable.
I was going to say, yeah, if you're playing it, then you would know like all the best games, right?
Boy, talk about a place I haven't been to in a while. Boy, that'd be fun just to swing through.
Do you even what would you buy? Do you have any gaming systems to get games for?
But do you know where I could get one?
Probably there.
At GameStop.
Yeah, that's true.
But I want to go like vintage style. Like, do they got like an NES laying around? Because that'd be fun.
I want a Wii. I want to start playing Wii again.
Really? I should sell you our Wii that we haven't touched in years.
Don't you want to do like tennis or baseball?
No.
Those are so fun.
No, it's just, honestly, it's just been in our like furnace room for a really long time. You've seen some more people that are like young and in love.
Yeah, she's getting lots of support. Someone said, my husband and I started dating at 16, 17. We got married at 19, 20. We've been married 10 years now. Someone else said, absolutely, I can give you comfort. My husband and I met very early into our teen years. We were married by 19. We just knew. Somebody else said, if you feel love, you feel love. Don't let anyone else tell you what you feel. You're allowed to be happy and think about a future with him, and you're allowed to say this is love. However, I do think you should just wait on getting married.
Young and in love, you've been there.
Well, I'm 20, and I was, well, how's a nice way to put this? A little promiscuous, like my entire life up until last year.
Okay, and you found the person you're in love with in doing this, apparently? Now, what age would you say you met that person?
Like 14. Too early.
Got it. So it was too early for you to get married, but you knew you loved him. Now, let me ask you this. Like, how long into knowing him did you go, like, this is the one?
Like, right after I met him, and we've been together ever since.
Okay. So, you know, that is comfort in numbers, though. That is a example of somebody that worked out definitely well for. Any other texts, comfort for her, Amy Kay?
Yeah, somebody said, I met my wife when I was 11. She was 12. We were neighbors for 5 years. Started dating when we were 17. We've been together for 11 years now, and we will turn 7 years married tomorrow. Somebody else said, I started dating my boyfriend when he was 16. I was 15. He's now 21. I'm 20. We live together. We have a puppy. I know we're still young and anything can happen. However, everything's going great. Everyone in every relationship is different, but anything can happen. I know a lot of high school sweethearts.
All right. So what we got for you, Lexi, is a lot of comfort and numbers. If you want some unsolicited advice, maybe, you know, just yeah, it's okay to like be confident that's where things are headed and live that way. But maybe you just
wait on the wedding.
Save the planning a little bit. Because you got 2-3 years can go by. A lot can happen in 2-3 years. It sounds like you got a lot of ideas anyway. I wouldn't do anything too firm.
If you're happy right now, just be happy and work on the relationship. Then give it some time, and then you could start planning the wedding.
If you're going to be together forever anyway, doesn't really matter when you put it on paper or when you have whatever events, because guess what's still true? You're still together. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah, just don't rush.
Hey, Celebrity Sizzler, momentarily, all your Hollywood news and gossip, including Kim Kardashian opening up about that relationship with Pete Davidson and how it started. Also about 12 minutes away from your next chance to pick your purse at 8:50 this morning. Dove Cameron's Boyfriend, Y94. I can't believe we're fighting.